Hi, this is Dr. Johnny Bowden, back again with you for another tip of the day. And today I'm going to talk to you about something your grandmother knew about all the time. She called it roughage. We call it fiber. Very, very important for human health. Fiber is actually indigestible carbohydrate. Now, there's a big $10 word here. It's actually made of polysaccharides. What does that mean? Poly means many. Saccharides means sugar. It's a bunch of sugar molecules strung together, and it makes this indigestible carbohydrate, which, you, as I said, your grandmother used to call roughage, but we call fiber. Fiber comes in a couple of different flavors. One is called soluble. One is called insoluble. You need them both. The soluble kind means it mixes in water, and the insoluble kind, of course, just doesn't. Most foods contain both of them. The insoluble fibers are found in vegetables, bran, nuts, seeds, and in the skins of fruits, whereas the inside of the fruit usually contains the other kind of fiber, the soluble fiber, and that's found in berries and prunes and broccoli and psyllium husks, all the stuff you would think, all the fruits and vegetables, and occasionally in high fiber cereals. I say occasionally because you really have to read the label. If it's got 2 grams of fiber, it's not a high fiber cereal. You're looking for 5 grams or more. Two brands that are pretty good for this are Ultra Brand and Fiber One. Especially the fiber one with extra bran. Those are really, really good high fiber cereals. You know, our Paleolithic ancestors, our caveman ancestors who ate, you know, kind of the way the human genome was meant to be fed, they got 50 to 100 grams of fiber a day. All of our health organizations, and on this one they happen to be right, on all of our health organizations recommend 25 to 35 or more grams of fiber a day. You know how many we get? 4 to 11. 4 to 11 grams of fiber a day. Higher fiber diets are associated with lower rates of diabetes, lower obesity, better blood sugar control, lower rates of colon cancer, just a million different healthy outcomes. So you really want to get fiber in your diet. It moves things along, so to speak. It makes your bowel movements regular, which is very, very important for digestive health and for the health of the gut. So get fiber in your diet. 25 to 50 grams a day, every single day. Get it from fruits, vegetables, high fiber cereals, and even from fiber supplements like psyllium husks. This is Dr. Johnny Bowden for Eat, Drink, or Die. Sign up for my free video series, 7 Nutrition Lies That Are Making You Sick and Fat, at johnnybowden.com.